Good morning, everyone. It is 12:25:17, Christmas morning, and it's very cold here in Weatherby. It's about 23 degrees this morning. And today is a big day for a lot of people, isn't it? Some people live all year for this day. They put a lot of effort into having a merry, merry Christmas, you know, and the effort that goes into having a good day on Christmas is amazing. Thousands of dollars are spent. Many hours are spent cooking. Many hours are spent wrapping presents, decorating trees, putting up Christmas lights, putting up manger scenes, and snowmans and Santa Clauses and holly and ivy and mistletoe and silver bells and all that stuff. I'm very grateful that God delivered us from all of that stuff. Some of it's really pretty, no doubt about it. Some of it's very pretty. It's interesting because people think that God was stuck as a baby. And he wasn't. He became a child. He became a man. And he became a very great teacher. In fact, even we see in the second chapter of Luke, we talked about that a little bit last night, but it says, in verse 40, the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. When he was 12 years old, he went into the midst of the doctors, didn't he? And they were hearing him, and they were asking him questions. Verse 47, all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. He wasn't just a little baby laying in a manger. He was, I must be about my Father's business. And it says in 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Jesus also was a servant, wasn't he? And he poured out his life while he walked on this earth. 3.5 years. He gave of himself. The people demanded a lot of him, didn't they? The multitudes, you know, pressed upon him. Sometimes he became so pressed that he had to get away in solitude to be with his Father, didn't he? And he poured out his life. He healed the sick. He raised the dead to life again. He gave sight to the blind and gave hearing to the deaf. He healed the lepers. And then he poured out his life upon the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. But he did not stay in the grave. He came up out of the grave. The angel said, "He is not here, he is risen." And he showed himself to over 500 people before his ascension back to heaven. They saw him with their own eyes. He told doubting Thomas, "Thrust your hand into my side." And what did Thomas say? "Oh, my Lord, my God." We have not seen Christ physically, but we have, by the Holy Spirit, been revealed to him. We have seen him in all of his glory, in all of his majesty, spiritually, but yet we haven't seen him. We see him through a glass darkly, but soon we will see him face to face. Our eyes will behold the King in all of his majesty and glory. And we are going to be, I'm sure, in awe, absolute awe, being in the presence of the King. When we view Christ high and lifted up, seated on his royal throne, we see a different Christ other than a little baby in a manger, don't we? We see him in all of his glory and majesty and might. We see a victorious Savior, one who is victorious over evil, who has conquered sin and death in the grave. You know, his resurrection gives us hope. We no longer have to dread death in the grave, for he has conquered death in the grave for us. He has led captivity captive. Thanks be to God who hath given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? On this day and every day, we should be contemplating that great day, that day when we are ushered into the presence of our King. We are undeserving subjects of his love, but he has held out the royal scepter to us. You know, and his royal scepter is his blood. His precious blood avails for us. He has effectually called us. He's adopted us unto adoption, predestinated us unto adoption before we were even created, before the creation of the world. So let us think on these things this Christmas morning. We don't worship one day over the other. We don't worship days. We worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And let us give honor and glory and praise to the One who has saved us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his mercy and grace, he has saved us. He's called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. Not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmen, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Well, I hope that you have a blessed day today, and I hope that you are worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Redeemer, and our best friend. God bless.